Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Axeman of New Orleans, The True Story, by Miriam C. Davis, narrated by Joe Barrett. Preface. One hot summer afternoon about 13 or so years ago, my brother Tim and I were sitting on my front porch drinking bracingly cold English cider. The conversation turned, as it always does on these occasions, to the subject of serial murder. Tim told me about a case he had read about as a boy, about a killer who went around New Orleans whacking Jewish bakers with an axe. Ever since I read Anne Rule's account of her erstwhile friend Ted Bundy, I have been fascinated, in a scared sort of way, with serial killers. I don't know what moved me to look into this further. I was deep into another topic at the time. Probably it was nothing more than the urge to procrastinate. But look into it I did, and found that the New Orleans case involved not Jewish bakers, but Italian grocers. Eventually I got hold of Robert Tallant's Ready to Hang, which formed the basis of most other accounts of the Axeman. Robert Tallant was a New Orleans writer of the mid-20th century, who, according to one reference librarian in the New Orleans Public Library, may well have gotten much of his information by hanging out in New Orleans bars. In a chapter titled The Axeman Wore Wings, Tallant tells the story. On the morning of May 24, 1918, Joseph and Catherine Maggio, Italian immigrants who ran a small grocery, were discovered dead and bloody in their bedroom. They'd been assaulted with their own axe and had had their throats cut. Nothing appeared to have been stolen. The assailant had gotten in by cutting out a panel in the back door. In the course of their investigation, police found a peculiar message.